One, two, three, go. We are up to the Yechesel base tomorrow. We're learning 6 o'clock to make up all the lost time. Let me move it. Boy, Rabbi Barabhu, the Yechesel base, 5 lines on top. Rabbi Barabhu asks a question. Yiyud, when the master marries the girl, Nisuyin Oisa, does the Yiyud itself make her, does it consummate the marriage? I ate an Oisa, or just a betrothed? Navkamina, the difference is, Le Yorsha, does he already inherit her? Le Tami love, if he's a Kohen, does he metam, and she dies, does he go to the cemetery? Ula Hafen, does he have the right to annul her in the door? My, what's the din? Toshba, coming here. We had before, the big debo, when they put on a dress, Rabbi Kiva says, you look at the way we read it. It's a dress. As soon as she gets married, Kiva, she Peter once she gets married, the father can no longer sell. After she got married, even though she got divorced, the father can no longer sell. Zvunu dele mazmela, he can no longer sell. But he can marry her off again. He can marry her off a second time. Now we know that a girl, once the girl married and she was consummated the marriage and then she gets divorced, the father has no longer rights over her, even though she's 8 years old. It's only if she got engaged. Obviously, a yid is only engagement. The yamid nisu, you know, he said, if you tell me yid makes it full marriage, kiven the nisas, once she got yid, shuv ain lavir, shuv ba, the father no longer has any rights. How can he marry her a second time? Elolav shmam, does not prove that edus in oisa, that all yid does is engagement. Amr of Nach Mitzchah, where does it say anywhere in this particular braisa about Yud? We're talking about if she got engaged Stam, then the father, it depends if it's an engagement, the father can still marry off again. But not talking about through selling as a slave. No.
So she's
allowed to
be
metamet
if her husband's a
kohen?
So
an Eved or a Stam?
No, a Stam woman. He says he asked the question about...
Yeah, Nafkimini, a kohen cannot be metamet as a Rusa. Cannot. I mean, Hatoidi can, yeah.
I'm saying,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes.
So what, so he can be metamet or
Hatoidi? Yes.
She can be
metamet. Yeah. Once the father gave her to a normal marriage, he can no longer sell her. Not talking about yid, no proof. Toshba coming here, it says, "Ein moichra lekreivim." You should not sell her to your close relatives because you have to be able to, it has to be an option of marriage, and there's no option of marriage if you sell her to your brother or your father, you can't marry her. Yes, you could sell it. We'll see later that you could sell it to relatives. But everyone agrees, you can sell her almona if she's a widow. You can sell to Kohen Gadol because all there is a small aveira, grusha v'chalutz of Kohen Hedyeh. There's a lab there, and that's it. Now, how are you going to find a girl with an almona? Hi, almona heichidami. How is she a widow? The daughter under 12 is a widow already, and you're giving her, selling her to a Kohen Gadol. Elema the Kaddish Nafsha, if she got herself engaged at the age of 10, almona Kaddish, the widow, she's never married. Well, the Kaddish father. Me Matzi Mazel, if he married her off and she was divorced, how can he marry? How can he sell her? Once she's a married. But ain't other moicha bitl shivchas acharishes. Once she was a married woman, you can no longer sell her. But Amar Rabbi Amichah said, "Hocha, we were talking about the kedusha yiud. He sold her as a slave, and the kedusha were kedusha yiud, and will follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that she's not that the money you gave her lachatchila, if not the father's money that he received, that's the engagement money, because then the father married her off. But we're talking about it here. Rabbi Yehuda says that the money that is not the original money. You know how she gets engaged? There's 6 months left to her slavery. He's meichel that, and that's the engagement money. So the shayin is lively kedusha nitna. So who then gets her engaged? She gets herself engaged. That's why the father has a right to marry her off afterwards, because he never got her engaged the first time. So she herself got engaged. And if you want to say yid does full marriage, now who cares if she did it or the father did it? Once she's fully married, shuv ein la'avir the shusba, her father has no longer any rights over her. What are you talking about? You're talking about what? That only does engagement. That only does engagement. Yeah, it says v'shavin shemoichra. It says over here that what everyone agrees, you can sell her. Afterwards, you're not allowed to sell after she was a maid. You're talking about it was you, so she was a maid. How can you sell your daughter a second time after she's made the first time? Or if Ella Mayis Lamemer, you're going to say shiny Edison, or not after, sorry, not maid after maid, but maid after marriage. If she got married, even though if there was a yield, you cannot sell a second time. Shiny Edison, the dumb Edison, you're going to have to say that since she got herself engaged, is different than the father. If the father got her engaged, then the father has no right to sell her a second time afterwards. You're not allowed to sell your daughter once you got her engaged. But here she got herself engaged because the money that the master gave to the father has nothing to do with kiddushin. Moisa the shine is lively kiddushin.
What was it? It was kinyan
What is it? Just 6 months left of her work, and the master says, "You know what? I'm moichel you the 6 months. Here's as if I'm moichel here. This I'm giving you the 6 months pleasure that you have enough to work for 6 months for that. You married me." And she agrees. So she's the one who's marrying herself. So you go, you say the difference if she accepts the Edison or the father, then I feel tame and assume nicer. Then let's say the same thing, let's say it's a full marriage, let's say Yid does a full marriage, and still the difference is her, she did it, or the father. She did it, the father can marry her afterwards, and that. Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's a question. That's exactly the question. For sure, get, because Edison, one way or another, Edison is
swinging.
100%. It's like Xavier Kossoff.
You have the right to marry yourself off?
This whole thing, this whole chapter is like unique. The Torah says this is the situation in, but that's why no good. Yeah, yes. Yes, yes.
If he had the actual right to marry yourself off, why should the father have the right later to
That's the question. What happened when she did? If she only got engaged, then the father maybe could. Because the Torah only says that you, once you got your daughter engaged, you cannot go ahead and sell her as a shifcha afterwards. But I didn't get her engaged. She got herself engaged. But if she got fully married, what's the difference? Who did it? She's a fully married woman. The father's no longer any rights over her. So we say, L'cheide, hi, Mai, what are you talking about? Bishleime, Edison, Me'edin, Shani. It's a difference if she got herself engaged or the father got engaged. El Nesuyim, Nesuyim. When it comes to marriage, me shiny. The fact is, once you're married, she's married. She's no longer under fire control. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman. So you're telling me that, so therefore there's no raya because Yid maybe does Edison. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Darmog says, we'll see in the bottom of the page, says, that even according to Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda, it's the original money that is Kedushin. So the Cheder, even if he learns Yehuda, the father, the Kedushin, how can he sell her afterwards as a maid again? And I'm Monel Kohen Godel. But my Mukim, how is he going to learn the must be Mukim Lok Rabbi Lezer, will learn like Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Leshivchis, Acha Shivchis, knows once you sold her as a maid once, he cannot sell her as a maid a second time, the Lemotzi Mazmullah. Abel Leshivchis, Achadish, or Shivchis Achadishis, but to sell her as a maid after she was a woman once, Motzi Mazmullah. You could sell her. That could be had before. Yeah, yes, it's a machlekes if you can sell after Ishas or not, or you can sell after Shiv. Because one opinion says once she was a maid once, you cannot sell her again a second time. But if she was a married woman once, you could sell her. And the other opinion says just opposite. So this Braisa will hold that one, that you could sell her as a maid, even though she was already married once. You could sell her as a maid. Boy, the Shlokish, another question. The din of Yir is so unique. Can you marry Yir to your young child under Bar Mitzvah? B'noi Amalachman, any son. B'noi Koldu, I don't care how old or Dilma, B'noi Dumi, the son has to be as old as him. Ma, who, Godel, he's an adult. B'noi Godel, the son has to be an adult. Amad Abdeida, Toshma, come in here. It says in the Pasik, if a man has an illicit affair with a married woman, Ish, Prat L'Kotten, the man has to be over by Mitzvah. Asha Yinefes, Ish is Ish, with a married woman. It says Ish is Ish. The husband, the original husband, also has to be over by Mitzvah. Prat L'Kotten. Otherwise, you don't get killed for it. If you tell me that I want that, you could be even a young son. Saying only bar mitzvah, it's possible to be a married woman to a 10-year-old, and you should get killed for that as well. Says the mother back, Velamai, what do you want to conclude? Ain't a miyad, you cannot marry under bar mitzvah. So I might come and my little walker, why did the apostle tell me that you don't get killed if you have relations with a married woman who is with a man under 12? There's no such thing as a married woman to a man under 13. So Gemara says, let's resolve from here. The Miyai, that you could generally marry a kid under 13, and here's an exception. There is a case where you can have a marriage of under bar mitzvah, and the chiddush is that you don't get killed if you have an illicit affair with that guy's wife. When can you have a marriage under bar mitzvah? By a yavam. A brother-in-law over 9 years old marries his sister-in-law, they're married. For every din, except if somebody else has an affair with her, you don't get killed. Because it says, Eish is Ish. B'yavim, but B'yiyud, we don't know. B'yavim, Ben Teisha, Shani Mecha, 9 years old, Abba, Yivam, Tez, Kinder, Medra, Isa, Chazle. Maud, I would have thought, Kinder, Medra, Isa, Chazle, Isa, Zatoida, the suitable B'yasi, B'ya, Habba, Olam, Is Chai, Vejiz, Kamash, Lan, that no. My Havila, bottom line. Under my mitzvah, yes, you do not.
The couple.
Yeah, but you can't divorce. You can't let her go. I mean, she needs a get.
I'm saying mitzidah, she needs a get.
Yeah.
As far as he's concerned, who cares?
He's married. Yeah, but still married. You know, do avedus. I mean, what? He can't marry anybody else anyway. What are we worried about? He can't marry anybody else. He's on bar mitzvah. En yudal b'das, it has to be with her knowledge. It has to be a gadol, and it has to be his knowledge. Tarti, we need two things. For ma tam, I'll explain to you. Ma tam en yudal. You know why only an adult can do yud? Because yudal b'das, because the word yud is kind of the word das. He has to be cognizant of what he's doing. He needs to be by mitzvah. Iboy say, you know what das means? Midazla. She has to agree. What do you mean she has to agree? The Tanya Baye Bredavu, Ashalo Yada, the Tanya Pose, Ashalo Yada, she has no knowledge. Malam, she's certainly Yada, she needs to have knowledge. Who Tony love, who Amilah, Bekadusha Yid, why do you have to have her knowledge? He's talking about a coin that basically you hold that the father is not the one who accepted the money. If the father accepted the money, who cares if the daughter knows or not? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the father never accepted the money. The girl has to be the one accepting the kedushin. She has to be aware. Even if you argue that the money was given for kedushin, you still need her knowledge. It says the word yada, which means she needs to agree. What's going on? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? You're constantly quoting. My Rabbi Yehuda, the time you learn yada vehevda. It says the pasuk, "Hashallah yada vehevda," and you're redeemed. You need that by the time you decide to marry, there has to be still some time left to be a slave. So you're giving back something to her, at least the value of a pruta. She still has enough hours in the day left that service is worth a pruta. Then you say to look, I'm moichel you the next 12 hours. Then mukadesh, I'm giving her something of value. I am moichel the fact that you have to work for me for another 12 hours. Now the kedushin is taking place, but v'imlav ain't the kedusha. Because the kedushin did not happen back then; the kedushin happened now. Alma kasavani holds moi so the shayin is lovely kedushin. The original money was not given for kedushin; it's the money right now. Where's the money right now? The meichel, the time that he's meichel. So you have to have at least the value of a prut of mechila. However, I'm not mitzvah. I feel tame kedushin. Even if you hold that why that the original money kedushin still shiny hochadom marachmona behevda still because the Torah says the word behevda that you have to be some kind of redemption. You need to be meichel her in addition to the original money you gave. You have to be meichel her a little bit of that avdus in order that she should feel good to marry the guy. But I'm getting something out of it personally. Amar Rav Nachman, I'm a little bit a person can say to his daughter, Ketana, a young girl, Tzi'ivik Kabli Kedusha. Her father can accept the Kedusha on behalf of his daughter. He can tell the girl, you know what? I'm giving permission. You accept the Kedusha on your own. I'm giving permission to get yourself married. A father can do that. And you know that from? From Yehisi by Yehuda when it comes to this maid. The father is telling his 10-year-old girl, become him a thing, and if the master wants to marry you, it's his business. So she is the one accepting. She's only 10 years old. Didn't he say Mois or the Shein is lovely kedushin? Even the father doesn't not involved. If you leave a pruta, have a kedushin. Then the father kedushin. Why? Because the father thought you accepted. So every case, a father could tell a 10-year-old girl, "I give you permission to accept kedushin." Amazing halacha. If I give a woman owes me money and she gave me a pledge, security, and I say to her, I'm moichel you the loan, and the hanah, I have to add the word hanah, the hanah that I am moichel you the loan, and I have the mashkin, even if I don't give you back the mashkin, she's mekudosh to me. Even if I don't give it back to you, why? Because the pleasure that you have. Before we learned, if I'm giving you the loan itself, that's money and kam mashkin. Here, I'm giving you the pleasure that I'm making you the loan, and I can still keep the security. She's engaged to me. How do we know? From this case right here. How do we know? Because the last 2 days she's not working with me, she owes me. She owes the master her 2 more days of work. She herself is a security. I own the security because I'm going to have it to work. And yet, if I say to her, "You're married to me," according to Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, and what am I giving you right now? Nothing. I'm giving you the 2 days you owe me. That's the loan, and I'm still holding on the pledge because you're still staying with me, and you're mekudesh. I'm giving you back the loan. You owe me 2 more days of work. I'm giving back to you. No, it's a bigger chiddush. Even though there's a mashkin. No, even though I'm keeping the mashkin, even the Tesha says, even though I'm keeping the mashkin, so you can say I'm giving you nothing. If there's no mashkin, and exactly, if there's no mashkin, I'm giving you hanah. Beautiful. We ended our relationship, and your mama's happy. Here, the security is sitting with me, but the hanah that I'm giving you is enough to make something happen. Here. That's Kiddush. No. No, but mashkin is not what's being mekadosh. The mechil of the loan is from Kaddish. The mashkin has to. The moment he's mechil of the loan, he has to eventually give it back to mashkin because if you mechil of the loan, what are you getting payment? Then spell it out. Then which hanah are you doing? You don't need it. I'm a kadosh l'mashkim. Kadosh in Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Moiz Rishon. The bottom line. Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Moiz Rishon. The lav is not kedushin. High halvoy. He's only alone. He gufa mashkin. She's the mashkin. The chi meshaye ba shava pruta. If there's a pruta left over, umiyayin. He says, let's get married. Havi kedushin. Hachinami here too. Loishnoy is no different. No point. We'll stop here. 6 o'clock tomorrow.